We Talk Wrestling is now proudly presented by Geek Nation Tours. Check out the Geek Nation Tours New York Comic Con package, combining all the excitement of the convention with a tour of the city and the coolest sights for the superhero fan. You'll recognize locations from films and books and visit geek culture sites like Jay and Silent Bob's Secret Stash. The time of the geek is at hand. Geek Nation Tours provides fun and unique vacation packages featuring themes such as the Civil War, Harry Potter, board games and beer, sports geeks, in locations such as Germany, Japan, England, and all over America. Visit geeknationtours.com and get your geek on.
Let me introduce you to these fellows to the north. One name is Addy, the other is Mo. Addy's a dick and Mo's just fat. Remember that, these fellows to the north. They're gonna talk wrestling. They're gonna make some jokes. Remember, Addy's a dick, Mo's just fat. Addy's a dick and Mo's just fat. Let's talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling.
Hey yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey yo, I'm Addy.
Hey yo, I'm Mo.
Hi Mo.
I think what we should do is we should do this podcast. We should make it the exact amount of minutes, of what we enjoyed of Raw.
Really? Huh. No, I thought you were going to say the Royal Rumble.
No,
Raw. Because the cotton picking Royal Rumble is coming up.
That's true. So anyways.
This Sunday.
Yeah.
Totally live.
Yeah. Will it be as good as Raw?
It should be better than Raw, actually. Should be better than Raw.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I know, it's the Royal Rumble.
Let's, yeah.
let's go through and preview the matches.
Well,
it's going to open with a pre-show match.
Oh, yeah, pre-show match.
Yeah, from Royal Rumble kickoff.
Yeah. The
unless you had something about Raw you wanted to say.
What? Oh, yeah, I did. It sucked.
But there was that great segment where Vince McMahon was playing with his balls.
Mm-hmm.
And
he couldn't figure out how.
Yeah, no, he was fondling his balls.
That segment died a death.
Well, I mean, it was Vince McMahon on screen, in HD, fondling his balls for what seemed like 3 or 4 days long.
Oh, awful shit.
And just, he's playing with it, he's cupping his balls.
Okay.
He's squeezing them, rubbing them, he's doing everything he can to get his balls to pop.
I know the World Wrestling Federation are loyal listeners of the show.
Yeah,
big fans of the show.
Yeah.
Yes. So,
That's why, like Hulk Hogan.
Yes. I'm going to give them some free advice.
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan, I think, is our number one fan.
Yeah, that's why he's blocked us on Twitter.
Yes.
Fucker. He listened to the show.
I know. You know what they do? You know, I actually read a statistic that said the only people that are able, because they've got like a, I don't know, like screening thing, the people that are able to block people on Twitter, this is how they find them. They have to be racist homophobes.
Oh.
Then you're allowed to block people on Twitter.
Hmm.
So it makes sense.
So you could also block people on Twitter.
And will.
So anyway, so there was Vince McMahon. And doing that, making all those jokes, you know, and being all funny because he's playing with his balls. And, you know, and he puts one ball back and then puts another one in his hand. He's juggling between balls.
What?
And you want to give some advice to the loyal listeners of WWE working there.
I don't even give a fuck about this Vince McMahon shit, because that's what it was. It was shit. But I think
but it hurt my ears.
Yes.
Not Stephanie's voice for once. The sound of that many people switching channels at the exact same time.
It was a basketball game on.
No, it wasn't.
But the overarching thing of the show and the free advice that causes you to go down 17% in your in your third hour, turns out 3 hours is too long, is it turns out, and this is the free advice that I was going to give you, Chris Jericho is not a megastar. Fuck.
He's the number three star on the roster.
Yeah, that's how they're portraying it. We're going to have the three top guys and that are going to win this Royal Rumble. And I'm like, awesome, they're going to have Brock, they're going to have Roman, and then somebody's going to come out.
No, it's Jericho.
Yeah. So
no, he is a superstar of a bygone era, but he's not the. But he's been around and back enough times that it's no longer special.
Yes,
number one, and he's looking old.
I mean, look at him.
So old. And he's in great shape, but he's so I don't know.
It doesn't like they tried to hype this. It seemed like this Jericho thing was meant to be. You know, oh, Jericho, he's back, he's in the mix, it's great, and it's like, gives a fuck.
But he, well, if they had saved it and built it up, maybe
but
the,
no, no, no,
but no, no, but here's the thing.
Who gives a fuck?
Well, you do have that. There was the who gives a fuck. I hadn't thought of it that way.
That's the point.
That's a good, it's hard to counter that.
You
but,
can't.
But you open up with Jericho.
Right.
And then you have a backstage segment with Jericho. That's Jericho's segment number two.
Yeah, who gives
and then you have the final one at the end. Meanwhile, you also had Stephanie in her backstage segment. This is her first segment. And you had Stephanie with her segment, the second segment, another backstage one. And then her long one with Vince. And it's like, you know what? And then multiple segments with Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
I don't need Vince or Jericho. I don't need Jericho on my CD more than once per show.
Yeah.
Tops.
Yes.
I don't need Stephanie on my show more than 3-4 times a year. Tops. I don't need Reigns on my show every week to tell you the truth.
And in two of those segments,
yeah,
she could be wearing tops.
Well, she's getting in shape for WrestleMania.
That's true.
She's got a ways to go, but she's trying.
No, she's in a shape.
She's gonna have a match.
She's in a shape.
Oh yeah, pear
round. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
She has a pear.
She's not gonna. Is she gonna have a match still? I don't think she's gonna.
Why not? What isn't that what this isn't that what this Saturday is all about?
What about this Saturday?
This Saturday on NBC.
What?
Isn't this the showdown where they're setting up Ronda Rousey and Stephanie McMahon on Saturday Night Live?
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Ronda Rousey is the host of Saturday Night Live. Stephanie McMahon will be mentioned. No. Of those.
Well, Stephanie McMahon might come out to a reaction at Saturday Night Live.
No.
And so might I.
Yeah. You have a better chance of coming out to an erection.
Mm-hmm. Kind of.
Either way. So basically what we've narrowed it down to is that nobody gives a fuck about anything, so that there's all these segments that you could do, and they all suck.
Does my erection right now bother you?
Meanwhile, no, it's enjoyable. But quite, what you had on Raw is you had a bunch of shit that nobody cared about multiple times.
Yeah.
Multiple times.
Multiple fucking times.
And you have Paul Heyman, who they don't know how to, for some reason they're not letting him talk. And so Brock is going out there, so you could have Paul Heyman on twice.
And then
you're setting up the WrestleMania extravaganza of Bray Wyatt against Brock Lesnar.
Maybe. I don't know.
I have never...
I, it's pretty obvious that they've given up on the League of Nations as the top heel group, though. Which is...
good.
It should be, but... Bray? Like, holy... You know what? I'm watching this. I'm literally watching this show going, holy fuck. It's time to get rid of D-Von, bring in, or make Bubba the Bully Ray character, and push him to the top and try that. But at least that'd be new, fresh.
Well, I'm hoping these Japanese four help to freshen some things up, because I just watch the same old. But it's hard when it's 3 hours.
Well, it's not even this. Here's the thing. Here's the thing. Okay.
Na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Here's my Dave Meltzer.
Oh, I thought it was Ross Perot.
No, same thing.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about it, though, is we can bring those four guys in. You can bring up Finn Balor,
okay.
Sami Zayn, Apollo Crews,
okay.
Chad Gable and Jordan.
American Alpha.
Enzo and Cass,
yeah.
Apollo Crews.
Okay.
You can bring back Kurt Angle and Jeff Hardy. You could do all of this at the exact same time. And you'd think, oh, fuck, they're going to be great now. Look at all the talent they got in. Look at all the great matches, fresh matchups. The fact is, as long as you are booking them in this way, it doesn't fucking matter who you bring in.
No.
Because you're going to ruin them and it's going to suck. I got to tell you right now, if they brought in The Rock and Steve Austin and Hulk Hogan and Randy Savage and Ric Flair,
of course,
all at the exact same time, right now,
mm-hmm.
in their prime, it wouldn't work. The company still wouldn't get hot because
they don't know what they're doing.
Because it's all about the presentation at the end of the day, and they don't know what you're doing, and the booking and the overexposure and all the bullshit. So it doesn't matter who it is. Like, these guys are great, but even the greatest there's ever been couldn't turn it around. Like, right now, you'd bring them in. You'd have Steve Austin stand up to the authority, but that would mean that when The Rock does something, he'd have to be backstage getting browbeaten and never get his heat back by the authority, because that's how it goes. Only one person can stand up to them. That type of deal. Like,
I don't know. I think what you do with Steve Austin, though, is that you just focus on his mechanical skills in the ring.
Yeah.
And then with Rock, I mean, it's easy because he's third generation. I think you just focus on that.
That's true.
Yeah. That'll work.
You know what this is like? You know when you're watching, I don't know if this is about
paint dry.
I don't know if this is Vince McMahon I'm referencing, or Raw, or the WWE, or maybe all of it. But it's like when you're watching. This is what it feels like to me. It's like when you're watching that that athlete who's hung on too long.
Yes,
and it's just getting sad.
Yeah,
this is just getting sad.
Well, yeah, and that's what I was saying about Chris Jericho, but you were trying to defend him.
Yeah, like it's awful.
Yeah.
That said,
everything about Raw is antiquated and outdated, and it's they have no motivation because they continue to make the money.
Well, they do continue to make the money,
and that's why. So as long as they do that, they're not going to change, and it's going to be the same old shit.
Let me tell you something. When you've dropped your rating, your television rating has gone down 14 straight months.
Oh, yeah.
You're not always going to make that money.
No, and you know that, and I know that, but I am now contented in the fact that they don't have a fucking clue about that. And when USA Network either A, cancels them, or B, offers them like 40 cents on the dollar when everything comes up for
renewal. Hold on, one second.
And they can't do anything, then it's over.
Who's going to offer them 40 cents on the dollar?
The USA Network.
So over there I see a massive pile of like 400 coupons for free movies. Are those all good?
Oh yeah.
How'd you get that many? Holy shit.
I'm richer than I think.
I guess.
Yeah. I'm going to use them to see Star Wars.
Oh. Okay. You'll finally see it?
I'll finally see it. Man, I can't wait to see Han Solo.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to love what they do with him.
Of course.
So
Raw sucks. And let's look at the Royal motherfucking Rumble.
Let's look at the Royal Rumble.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you have a pre-skin match, right?
Yes.
And, in this pre-show match, it signals the official destruction of the primetime players.
Yeah, I think you're right there.
Because Titus O'Neil is a single star, and he's embroiled in this. There's no other word for it than a vendetta.
Yeah, no.
Against Stardust.
It's a blood feud.
It is a vendetta.
It's a blood feud. And the thing is, what makes it exciting is the way they built it up. And I don't know ever who's going to win the match.
Yeah.
I know I'm going to get a 5-star classic.
Yeah.
But I don't know who's going to win.
Yes. And
you know, when I was watching some old WWF, you know what they were pushing was, this guy's so good, he's on a roll. There's the champion has been beating everybody in his path. They're going to fight. It's going to be incredible. You cannot miss seeing this because you've never seen anything this good.
Yeah, but then they had Brad Maddox as the referee, and it just screwed Ryback right
up. No, that was an older one.
Oh. Did you hear what Ryback
was? Promotion
is,
of a match.
Hear what Ryback
this is
doing?
Even Royal Rumble is promotion of a story.
Yes.
Not promotion of a match.
No. Did you hear what Ryback did on SmackDown?
Yeah, he did CM Punk's signature
spots. He did all the CM Punk signature spots because he has heat with CM Punk because 2 years ago, CM Punk called Ryback slow.
No, he said he hurt him.
Yeah, and that he was slow.
Well, that too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So now, 2 years later, mm-hmm. he's getting his revenge.
Well, I think it's also this.
It's just sunk in.
I think it's also this. I think Ryback knows that CM Punk's finally going to have his first UFC fight, and after he loses to the guy that to the jobber they put out for him,
yes,
he may be coming back. So yeah, keep that just a little tease to keep that alive.
Yeah, that's great. So this pre-show match, four-way tag match, the winning team gets to go in the Royal Rumble.
The honor of being eliminated quickly in the Royal Rumble.
Yes. So you have just a stellar lineup of The Ascension.
Mm-hmm. My favorites.
Darren Young and Damian Sandow.
Okay, they're my favorites to win. Not just the match, the whole Royal Rumble.
The whole title.
Yeah.
The Dudley Boys.
They're not my favorites.
And Jack Swagger and Mark Henry.
Okay. Jack Swagger's my favorite to win the whole thing, then.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like the team of Jack Swagger and Mark Henry. They've been teaming on Main Event, I guess. Mm-hmm.
It was great then, and keep the dream alive. And they had that spot.
Fuck.
And then you need that last guy, and I'm like, well, here comes Swagger. Oh, it's Neville.
It's Neville. I thought it'd be Michael Hayes.
Mm. He and Mark Henry don't get along.
That's true. Race
never,
war.
Never drank Jack together.
More black on black violence.
Mm-hmm. So, anyways,
I like to see. I mean. I look at this.
I think the Dudleys are probably going in, unless they think that's too obvious.
Then Mark Henry and Jack Swagger.
And then
makes
it could be
sense
yeah,
to me. Like,
yeah,
but
I would agree. But I could see it's weird to me though because they're not deep enough that they shouldn't have Henry and Swagger and the Dudley Boys in there. Tell you the truth, everybody but the Ascension should be in there.
Yeah, that's right. Speaking of tag team, we'll also kick off the. With the
tag team of the year.
Tag team of the year.
Versus the tag team champions.
Versus the real tag team of the year. Yeah. So,
well, I was thinking about that.
New Day and
why are they the real tag team of the year?
Because they're great.
No. I want you to name me their one good match they've had since they've been champions.
No. And they haven't because they won the titles. And, what happened is, like, yeah, the booking fucked them.
They've had a lot of matches.
What?
And singles matches and tag matches.
Yeah.
And I cannot think of one good match.
Oh,
that,
no, you're
the only
right.
good match is the ladder match, and that wasn't them. That was all Kalisto and even the Usos carrying that.
Sure.
As far as them, like...
So, yeah, so...
When you talk about them as tag team of the year, they're the most charismatic tag team.
And they got...
But
it's because...
They haven't had a... Like, that's... I'm like, that's the fucking problem with these guys.
No, fuck.
They haven't had one fucking good match.
What happened? Okay. What
name
happened?
Me one good...
No, I'm telling you...
Maybe they had a good match... They had a good match with Kid and Kid and Cesaro back when they were still baby faces. It was good, but people hated them.
And if we go through there, they had their heel turn, tremendous act as a heel turn when they turned heel. Then they didn't win the titles.
Mm-hmm.
Then they won the titles, didn't they? So they get primetime players, and then they lose them.
And
they won them back.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
And they feuded with the old Dudleys.
Yeah.
For the rest of the year. That was their year. Miscast his baby faces. Bullshit stuff. Turned heel. We're going great. Got fucked over and should have won the titles a lot sooner than they did so they could have a run. Didn't. And feuded with this primetime player resurgence that was awful. And then they feuded with old Dudleys.
If they were a terrific team, they could have had a good match.
Well, I'm not saying they're a great team.
They could have had a good match with the Dudleys. They could have had a good match... You could have had a good match with the primetime players. I'm sorry. I saw the Usos having good matches with people that weren't that good, you know?
Well, the Usos are good.
Yeah.
The Usos are good.
But, and that's the other thing, though. I mean, now you have the Prime or the New Day, and they've actually been to the point where they're trying so hard to be heels and to fight the babyface turn that now they've gone the other way, or we're at the point where they've gotten just kind of grating, and they're no longer as over as they were. Now they're people don't, now that now they're people are getting the fucker overexposed, and I'm sick of you.
Well, you know what happened? They somehow
they became grating.
No, somehow
they did.
Yeah, they did. Because, and you know why they became grating? Because
they wanted to be heels so bad they worked harder.
That's not it. No.
Yeah,
they,
it is.
They turned heel. Okay. All they said, okay, go ahead. And be heels.
Yeah.
And show us what you got.
Yeah.
And they showed us what they had.
Oh, you think the writers
and
got
it
involved.
Was great. And so then it was,
I think,
like,
it's more
Vince took an interest in them.
Well,
that's what
true.
Fucked them.
That is
Vince
true.
Vince took an interest in them.
Vince took an interest
that's
in them.
That's the whole
good.
Reason they're grating.
That's the whole... You're right. They're not good. Because Vince's hands on anything is not good. But here you go. Why is it, though...
Kids.
Why is it that the Usos aren't connecting, though, to the way they did a year and a half ago? What a year and a half ago? They're not connecting nearly the same
level. You know
level.
Why? You know why?
Why is that?
Momentum. They lost momentum with the injury. And they don't, and they,
a lot of people come back from injuries with tremendous momentum.
They do, and they have great matches. And the Usos don't have those opponents, or haven't had been given those opponents. They've got the New Day. They came back and they got the New Day. The Usos got over because they were having awesome matches with the Wyatts, with Harper and Rowan.
Yeah.
They were having great matches with Kid and Cesaro.
Yeah.
They were having great matches with the Rhodes brothers.
Yeah.
And so...
Even the New Age Outlaws, they were great matches with them.
Consistently.
Yeah.
For like a year and a half.
Yeah.
And so that's why they were over. Because this was a reliable, great match.
I also think that they... You're right, they're facing the New Day, but it's not just that they're facing... The New Day should be able to have good matches with them, though. They should be able to. That's the thing that's weird. But the New Day is more concerned, instead of having a good match, they're more concerned with being their act.
It's also
the match.
There's also booking involved, too. The Usos were able, because they were having the matches, were able to get... to have these consistently great matches for a year and a half, 2 years.
Yeah.
And now they've come back, and it's been, we're going to go with the Lucha Dragons, now we're going to go with the Usos, now we're going to go with the Lucha Dragons, now we're going to go with the Usos, okay, we're going to put all three in there, now we're going
to
go with
them,
now we're going
to
go with them.
With the number one babyface on the roster, and Roman Reigns, though if anything, they are portrayed like his little brothers, or in this case, little cousins.
Yeah.
I think a lot of it, though, is the New Day, and I think it's partially, like I said, the New Day are more concerned with being their act during a match than putting on a good match, but... And I understand why to a degree, but I think another part is the New Day is, because the New Day is like, at first they're like baby faces, so they wanted to cheer the Usos, but they didn't want to boo the New Day.
Right.
And now the New Day has gotten overexposed to the point where people are just like, we don't want anything we're not as into the New Day as we were 3-4 months ago. So now it's like, well, you're wrestling them, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But they've lost momentum too, and I don't know, man, it's weird. I think it's time for... I actually think the Usos need a heel turn. I think the Usos need a heel turn and turn mean, and I'm not saying that they get the championship. I'm just saying that it'd be nice to have more than one good team who's a heel team and just... You know, because you have babyface teams they could face.
Yeah.
So, I think... I don't know. I think they could really use it. I think it would freshen them up right now. That's what they're... I don't know even know more... If you need to turn the New Day, like, I don't know what to do with them now, because now there's something they've lost something.
Yeah, they're,
and now I don't know. It's like, okay, now, but they're not doing the thing. Before they were just happy to entertain. Now they're trying to, like I said, they're trying to be grating.
Yes,
but being grating doesn't. It's you're not getting heat. You're getting
the focus needs to come off of them.
Yeah.
And it doesn't... I mean, it happens to everybody. It happened to Edge and Christian.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, it can happen to the New Age Outlaws.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a matter of... this is now where you got to do something different, and that's not what they're good at.
No.
Don't change, pal.
No. Yeah. No. But they need to...
Yeah.
Another thing, I think they need to stop rustling in their shirts. Like, as dumb as it sounds, I actually think...
Yeah.
I think anytime you're rustling wearing your gear... Like, come to the ring in your gear, that's fine. I think you're better off... I think you're better off with a cool robe or something like that that makes you look like a star than wearing your shit. I think wearing your shit in, like, a casual promo section is fine. But I think when you're coming to... Like, Randy Savage would be backstage wearing his fucking t-shirt.
Yes.
But when he came to the ring, he didn't wear his t-shirt. He wore, he had the robes and the what, that was time to be the star, right?
Yeah.
And I think it's like that. I mean, Hulk Hogan wore his t-shirt.
It was part of his gimmick, though, because he ripped it.
Yeah, exactly. Shirt, right? It was different. It was different. I was going to say, yeah, I mean, he did, but not a lot of other, like, you know. I mean, Tito Santana would have a like, jacket. But he would be backstage in his shirt. Like, that's fine.
I hurt that guy.
You did. But, yeah, I mean, it's the same thing. It's like, I don't know, man. Anytime you come to the ring and your shit, you look bad enough for a match. But if you leave it on during the match, that really looks low rent to me.
Yes, it does.
Like indie shit.
Yeah. And speaking of indie shit,
the only guy can get away with it is Kevin Owens.
That's true. Speaking of indie shit, the next is indie level shit, and then it's an intergender match.
It's like Lucha Underground.
Yes.
Yeah.
Charlotte and Becky Lynch.
Charlie?
Yes.
Charlie Flair.
And I always love this picture that they have of Ric Flair, because they have it on Raw all the time, too. And it's like Evolution Ric Flair.
Yeah, it's like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
When he doesn't look well.
Yeah.
A little bit, he's looking a little bit like a lizard.
You know? Look at him. So old.
So old. Yeah. Speaking of not looking right, man, Becky's wrestling has been pretty good, and her promos have been terrific.
Her mic work's been great.
I think she's showing a lot of charisma and personality. I think she has a chance to really get over. They gotta change her outfits. Those outfits are not flattering on her. There's something about that steampunk outfit, the way they do it, that it like hugs around her midriff and makes her look heavier than she is, and all this shit. Like, it's not at all. That's the only thing. I think it's hurting her, because when you're watching her, she doesn't look athletic, because those outfits look cumbersome.
Doesn't look athletic?
No, don't say anything.
All right. But yeah, then, I mean, this has been built up okay, and it should be fine, and whatever, it's a chick match.
I think it'll be all right. But, I mean, if Becky doesn't win, she's, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think it's the time to take the belt off Charlotte.
No.
But maybe you can for a short term. Like, maybe she, for instance, can win it at the Royal Rumble and lose it the next night on Raw.
What? Why would that ever happen? That's stupid. I think Becky can.
Yeah, you're right. They would never do that. They would never have somebody win a belt and then just the next night lose it.
No, but I do think Becky can lose, go to the back of the line.
That'd be three losses. Else. I think it would really hurt her, especially after the fact that she's
build her
the
back
baby
up.
Face.
Build her back up.
Who?
It's fine.
You're right. If they were telling the storyline like in NXT, like Bayley got her shot, lost a few times, and had to go to the back of the line and work her way back up, and when she finally got it, it was like the culmination of a storyline. But
no, they suck.
Yeah,
they suck.
But that was Ryan Ward with a little bit of input from Triple H.
Yeah, Booker of the Year.
Yeah. Ryan Ward.
Yeah,
not Triple H getting first credit for that.
Oh, what?
No, Ryan Ward is one guy. Now they're gonna have 28 people fucking it up.
Mm-hmm.
But who's the next? Who's next for Charlotte? I mean, is Sasha, if she's healthy?
Yeah, I would say Sasha.
But I think she's not healthy.
I think she's ready to come back. I think
you think so?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Have Becky. They would never have Becky win the title and lose it the next night on Raw.
They would never do that. That's the Mania match with Sasha. But yeah, you're right. That'd be stupid to do that to somebody, to win the belt, especially a baby face.
Yeah.
And then completely, anyways, lose the belt the next match, next time they're on TV.
Yeah. So the next match we got here at Royal Rumble is the U.S. title match.
And Kalisto defending against Alberto Del Rio.
Is that what's happening?
Yeah. Well, won it on Raw a week ago.
Right.
And then...
But they lost it on the SmackDown.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Well, if that had happened, they probably would have referenced it a lot on Raw. Like, they wouldn't have just had Del Rio show up with the belt after he lost it and never talk about it.
No, but you would probably want to beat Kalisto.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
That's true. Because after all, he just got the belt, and now's his chance to get over.
Yeah.
So you want to end that.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, but I mean, if someone's 4'11", how could they get over? You can't even get over a fence.
No, that's true. I mean, they can't be eliminated from the Royal Rumble. They never make it over the top rope.
That's true.
Unless they have that jumping gimmick.
Yeah, that trampoline. The jumping gimmick. What are those things? So we've got Alberto Del Rio against El Torito.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. for the U.S. title.
Yeah.
In the rubber match.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
That'd be a good match.
Oh, I'm sure
they'll have a good match.
The problem is that I've seen it,
Oh, yeah. This will be my fourth time now in, like, 2 months.
Yeah.
And fifth, if you include the tag team match that we just watched on
Raw.
Yeah, but I mean, Kalisto is really good, but you're right. I mean, the problem is, you got to keep, Del Rio's the guy they're going to keep strong here, so there's not much drama.
They got to keep Del Rio strong.
Yeah, they need some here.
For Undertaker?
I don't know, man. I don't fucking know. But it was weird, though, on Raw, because when the League of Nations ran into to get Brock at the end, and like I say, obviously they've given up on League of Nations as another heel group, but they run in.
Yeah.
And Brock and Del Rio had this little interaction, like, Brock's, and like Del Rio's like, fuck, dude, I'm trying to get some shit in. I gotta keep, he kept strong, I'm a top heel. And Brock was like, they had this little interaction where Brock's like, no, fuck you, my whole job, I'm supposed to just destroy people.
Yeah.
Until numbers get me down. And it was really awkward. And I was like, fuck, I thought they were going to fight for real for a half second.
Well, and I always think that when Sheamus, this is like the third time now, Sheamus has done like all these clubbing blows on Brock. Like he's trying to like get over with the boys.
Yeah.
And Brock just turns around and like smiles at him and throws him.
Yeah.
Like, fuck
he
you.
He picks him up and gives him a really hard...
Yeah.
Belly to back suplex or
but
something.
Yeah, Sheamus is trying to get over on with the boys.
Maybe.
It's brutal.
Or just show you can handle, or maybe just show you can hang with them. I don't know.
Happens every time.
It does, though, yeah.
But yeah, so Kalisto and Alberto Del Rio is...
but wait a second. Let me just go back.
Hashtag.
Who do you think is winning that opening match? The pre-show match?
The foreskin match?
Who do you think is winning?
I think it's going to be Swagger and Henry.
Okay. I think it'll be Douglas. Who do you think is winning the chicks match?
Charlie,
I think so too. Okay,
you missed one. The tag team.
I was going to get there. I didn't miss it. I just was not doing it in the same fucking order.
That's weird.
I was throwing it up because I was trying not throwing it up. I wasn't watching it all. I was tossing it around. I was trying to keep things fresh.
I see. Well, no, we're talking about
WWE. You don't want to open with like a talking segment every time, for instance.
We're talking about WWE.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So, there's a tag team title match. Do you think?
I think New Day.
New Day will retain. Yeah, I think so too. Yeah. So then you got your Del Rio's going to retain.
Yeah.
That's all of them so far, right?
Yes.
So far is not much drama because I'm pretty sure. Like 90% of these on who's going to win.
Yeah. The
only one I'm not sure about.
Yes.
Is the tag, like the thing to get into the Royal Rumble. And there is the who gives a fuck factor.
Yes, exactly. Who's going to get thrown out?
You got to keep the who gives a fuck factor into that one.
Yes.
That I don't 100% know, but I'm probably not going to fucking watch it either. So.
Yes. There is that hashtag.
Bringing us to this. Now,
there's
this
hashtag they have. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Now!
It trends every time that Roman Reigns is on the screen.
Yes. There
Excuse
is...
me one second, I got a cough.
Oh, okay. Well, let me just get you here.
Okay.
Now they have the inter...
Uncouple, I'm not...
What?
What are you, Vince McMahon?
Pal.
Kind of balls.
Yeah. Intercontinental title.
You at least were gentle.
The winner of this match. You know who the winner of this match is going to be?
Yeah.
Who?
I don't know.
It's going to be the one who stands last.
Oh, it's last man standing.
Yes.
Well, I mean, all the matches look like they should be good matches. Like,
yeah.
I can say that. Like, I don't look at them except for that opening match.
But whatever.
The pre-show match. Yeah. But, I mean, all these look like good matches. I'm not sure which one is going to be match of the night. I'm probably leaning towards... Del Rio and Kalisto, but could be this. Could be the tag one.
I'm leaning towards this intercontinental title match.
The smoke and mirror should help it. This is the one at least where I'm like...
Stardust will get involved?
This is the one where at least I could see... Like, I could see Owens winning this.
Well, I understand they've added some extra leather because Owens is threatened to strap the belt around his waist.
Reinforce it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Reinforce the ring with this one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know. I don't think it hurts Ambrose for him to lose it. I think that... Because it depends. It kind of depends. I think Sami Zayn's going to be in the Royal Rumble. And I think that they're going to set up Zayn versus Owens. And I think it makes more sense to be for the belt.
Yeah, I'm going to take what's most precious to you, your prize fighter.
Like you took from me.
Yeah.
And you took someone else. I think that's where they're going. But Ambrose is also the champion. I can see them, and they want to keep pushing him. I can see him holding the belt. At least there's the fun. I don't 100% know who's
going
to win.
The difference is, though, is you said you think that may be where they're going.
Yeah.
Because you presume that they're going anywhere at this point, which they're not.
Where is that?
They have no plan. They know nothing. I will also reiterate, they're stupid.
Where is that?
Vince McMahon is the Manitowoc County Sheriff.
You keep a murderer reference?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. They're big fans of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But they are, in fact...
They have the technology for the internet?
So.
What? They have the technology for the internet?
They have the internet on computers now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a series of tubes.
Yes. Invented by Al Gore. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I could see... I like this match. I don't care who wins. And I mean that in a good way. It's going to be... I think this will be match of the night.
Yeah. Probably will. And you get to the actual Royal Rumble. One versus all.
The Royal Rumble match. Two competitors will start.
Mm-hmm.
Then every 2 minutes thereafter, another competitor
will come into the ring. Or it's three... It's whatever they need to tell whatever they booked in that segment.
Every 2 minutes... Another superstar will come to the ring. Eliminations occur when a superstar is thrown over the top rope and both feet hit Kelly Kelly.
Hmm. The whore?
I'm sorry, that says the floor. I'm reading this. Both feet hit the floor.
Hmm.
The winner, Triple H, of this year's Royal Rumble will not only... In previous years, they have gone on to challenge for the World Wrestling Federation Championship at the WrestleMania. This year, the winner, Triple H, will be the World Wrestling Federation Champion, and Triple H will be in the biggest main event in WrestleMania history when Triple H, the WWF Champion, defends.
WWF?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know who should be the WWF champion? I was thinking about this earlier. Kevin Owens. Because he kind of looks like a panda.
Actually, so does Rusev.
It's true.
Yeah.
And I believe that's actually the name of a panda in the New York Zoo.
Rusev?
Rusev.
Oh.
Well, Ruru.
Ruru. Lana.
Summer.
All right.
Fuck. Seriously, there are, and they don't even have, I don't, they, oh, here
look,
we go. Let's look at these matches.
The actual build for the Royal Rumble,
uh-huh.
They tried their best to build up that match. They made it like Jericho wants it, everybody wants it, fucking the teams like Tyler Breeze and Mark Henry and Titus, everybody wants it.
Tight ass O'Neal.
Like you had...
it has to be, he was teamed with Darren Young.
It's a safety factor.
Yeah. I understand they don't travel together to Royal Rumbles. It's in totally separate sections. At P-anals. You know, it doesn't
that
surprise
That was a Royal
me.
Rumble,
and
actually.
And it doesn't surprise me. What surprised me is that Titus would go.
Yeah.
It doesn't at all surprise me that Darren Young would go to a P-anal.
No.
Especially on a
Maybe
Saturday
for those
night.
People who aren't familiar with what you're talking about.
Especially on a Saturday night.
You want to fill them in.
Oh, Darren Young's gay.
So when we went to the Royal Rumble a couple years ago, we're sitting there at the was it the NWA panel, NWO panel.
I think that's what it was.
It was the NWO panel right after like an autograph signing. the primetime players were the autograph signing, and we're sitting there and we're kind of near the back. And then there's like a theater section up top with all these chairs,
yeah.
And nobody's up there. And at one point, I kind of look back there and I notice, actually, I think you look back there, whatever, and you notice you're like, oh, this is Titus O'Neil. And then we look at the other end, and as far away at the other end of, like opposite end of the seats,
yeah,
as far away as possible, there's Darren Young.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that tag team won't last.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it hasn't.
No, no. It's great. So anyways,
the Royal Rumble.
They did as good a job as they could, like, Bray Wyatt wants it. Everybody wants it, right? Like, they did a good job of building it up. They like, the end segment, everything like that.
And you've got
The problem is the people they're building up. Not the book. Like, the actual booking of building up, like, we want to win this fucking match. It's the Royal Rumble and it's important. I don't think they did a poor job with that. I think they did the best they could. The problem is that it's people like Sheamus and Bray Wyatt, who's being,
oh no,
who never
oh,
wins
no.
a feud. It's,
oh
it's
no,
people like that.
Oh no, it's
up.
Not. Oh no, it is not. Eric Rowan knocked Brock Lesnar down with a
spin
kick.
Well, that's
kick.
It, though. That's what I'm saying. You're building up a guy like Eric Rowan.
Sheamus, Bray Wyatt, little ire on the fucking pecking order.
Yeah, but
then
you're
Eric fucking
you're,
Rowan.
Well, that's it, though. I mean, they're trying their best to build up the match and build up the. The drama, but the people you're doing it with, we're just not buying it.
And I think that's the part that
how you presented it for so long. You got a guy can lose a major feud like Bray Wyatt, but then you got to keep him strong until he goes in that next major feud. Even if he's going to lose that one, you got to keep him strong. Like fucking, think about like an enduring heel character. Triple H is a good guy. Triple H, when he didn't have the title, was still winning his fucking matches and his feuds.
Yes,
you know, like you got to. Keep them strong in between. A guy like Bray Wyatt never won a fucking thing.
But I think Bray Wyatt's a bit of a Teflon situation because he's still around, and I do think he's worse off than when he originally debuted. I'll give you that. But I don't think his stock is
it's not as bad
fallen.
As it's not. Oh, it's fallen. It's fallen. But it's not.
No, not since then. He had the initial fall, but I don't think he's fallen more than once.
No, but he's not. I do think he's even worse off than he was a year ago, heading into Undertaker. And I don't think then he was
as
strong.
So.
I don't think he was as strong as he was heading into John Cena. Like
no, I don't think he's as strong as John Cena. But I think that's what killed him was the John Cena Jericho. Back to back,
yeah,
and then I don't see him any worse off than against Undertaker when he fights Brock.
And the one guy you're
Undertaker,
keeping, the one guy you're keeping strong in between is the fucking Big Show.
Yes,
like it's unbelievable.
He's fantastic, though. The Big Show, isn't he one of the best? He's one of the greatest professional athletes
yeah.
in the world today.
Yeah.
The Big Show.
You can have a guy, like I say, it's okay. Like
I think
you,
what pisses me
you
off,
keep
though,
a, you gotta
you
keep
said
a heel
it,
strong.
You said it best, and
not
I think
just when they're built up.
That's what pisses me off, is that they're trying their best.
Yeah.
And they are.
But they fucked it up so far to get to this point.
No, no.
That you can't.
The whole thing. They're trying, I think they always try their best.
Oh yeah, they always do.
And
but
they
still
suck.
Fucked it up to get
and,
to this
and,
point.
And that's the piss off. Well, no, it's not that they fucked it up to get to this point. They fucked it up to get to this point. They fucked up this point. They'll fuck up the next point. Like, we were watching NXT. And you just kept saying, man, if they fuck up Bayley, and I just kept looking and you went, if? It's only a matter of time.
Like, she's so, like, it'd be hard to fuck her up when you see the connection she has with the crowd and with young, she connects with a young audience and an older adult audience at the same fucking time.
I have breaking,
it's amazing.
I have breaking news for you.
How can
they
fuck
are,
that up?
They are going to fuck up Bayley. Breaking news. He's going to bring her in and they're going to force what happened naturally. They're going to go, oh, this is what happened. And so let's do it again. And it doesn't work that way. And they're going to fail miserably. It's the same with... Look at it too. It's on a larger scale, but it's the same idea as to what they did with Emma. Emma happened naturally. I'm not saying that Emma was going to be this massive
not
star.
The, I don't think it's...
No.
I think I know where you're going,
but
it's...
But they couldn't get the same gimmick going because they thought... Oh well, we'll just do this.
But that was a gimmick.
No,
whereas Bayley is a natural charisma. That was a gimmick that people kind of liked. It was a funny gimmick. It was a comedy gimmick, but it was a funny gimmick. But this is somebody who has a natural charisma and ability to connect. There's a difference.
Yeah.
You should be able to look at this, and if you know what you're doing, you should be able to go fuck. That's it. That's the next person. You can build a section of the company around this person. And have great success. More than you've ever had with any female star. as far as you can go with a female star, not a Ronda Rousey levels, because the UFC reaches a higher level than WWE, but still a really high level. She can be, you know, like a John Cena, but within the women's division. You should be able to recognize that and go with that and see it. But, I mean, even you and I were watching a little bit of NXT before this, and there on the screen was Bayley next to Carmella.
Yes.
And we're like, well, Bayley's the one, but we just know if Vince is looking at the two of them next to each other, he's going, well,
let's bring her up, pal.
Yeah, Carmella's the one. That's the star.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't get it. Like, he still thinks Eva Marie's going to be something.
Unless she is.
Oh, she's something.
Yeah. Oh, but fuck. So the Royal Rumble. We have Roman Reigns as the number one guy, which pissed me off because I got to go fucking 60 minutes of seeing Roman fucking Reigns.
He's going to, you know what? He's going to go, I don't know if he's going to win it. Like, or I don't even know if he'll go, I don't even know if he'll go be the last guy eliminated. I'm not sure.
I think he will be.
But maybe. It's possible he goes. But he is going to set the record. He's going to take that away from Ray. And I do that with air quotes.
Ray?
Ray.
Huh.
As the longest Royal Rumble.
Right. For someone who hasn't killed their family.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's going to take the bet. He will. That'll be the thing. I think the most eliminations, that's Brock. But the length, the new record for longest. And again, I think you're almost trying too hard with him. Like, this should be the storyline that you think is going to get him over, but it's actually a storyline that I think can make people resent him because it's just so fucking obvious.
And it's going to be the crowd. I mean, the Royal Rumble is known for travelers now.
Yeah.
It started back when
we started. Yeah. We started that.
Exactly.
When we went to it. Yeah.
So you're welcome.
Yeah.
But it's the crowd that's going to, this type of crowd is going to shit on Roman. The part that's funny is that they're also going to shit on the winner, Triple H. And this is the same crowd.
I don't know that Triple H is winning it. I don't think.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't.
Triple H
don't.
Is winning the Royal Rumble, winning the World Wrestling Federation Championship.
Okay, let's do this. You go first. Now, first off, I just want to say, name out the people in the thing so far.
The Royal Rumble. 13 men announced.
Out of 30.
Roman Reigns
and
number
two,
one.
And two from the pre-show match.
Yes, so we got half the participants.
And how many people in matches on the show will be in there?
Well, none so far in this list.
Should any of them?
Lesnar.
Should
I'll any get of there. Them. Just we'll name the people in the world. Brock Lesnar.
Yes.
Shane Ass. The number three odds-on favorite to win the whole thing.
According to him, the number one odds-on favorite.
Yeah.
Seven-time champion.
Chris Jericho.
First ever Undisputed Champion.
That's true. You know, he beat Rock and Steve Austin in the same night?
Yeah.
Yeah. Stardust.
How the fuck did he get in there?
I don't know.
Why the fuck are you announcing Stardust? How did he get in there? He hasn't won a match since he's been back. He's...
Well,
whatever.
Yeah.
He sucks. Nobody gives a fuck about him.
No.
Why?
Yeah.
And Cody doesn't suck. The Stardust character does.
Yes. And there's all four skin members of the Wyatt family. Strowman, Harbour, and like that.
Yeah.
Ziggler.
Of course.
Ryback.
Uh-huh.
Big Show.
Yeah.
Who was the first participant.
Yeah, he's going to be... He's number one, right?
He's number... Oh. Wait. And Curtis Axel.
Because he was never eliminated last year.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense. So now, we go on to the people that aren't. I don't know... if we go look at if we could find we can go onto the roster and see if there's other people that aren't in matches that we think should be in there. Do know if they aren't going to do that. Do you then? I just thought of this now, but do you put in or not now? But is the tag title then Xavier and Big E so that
did
Kofi
say,
can be in?
Was Barrett in there?
No.
And Alberto Del Rio, but Rusev was?
No.
Because on Raw, he talked about...
Yeah, one of them is going to win. So that would be...
That every day was like a rumble.
That's right.
In Belarus.
Yeah, when he used to kick people off of...
buses and fight for
Bulgaria,
states.
Not Belarus.
Same type of thing.
Yeah. But would
Brazil,
you...
Brazil, wherever the fuck.
I would be putting Xavier and Big E then, so then Kofi's in the rumble. Because he's got to do his Kofi spot.
Yeah. Could be.
No, I mean, but that's what they do, right?
Could be.
So that's it, then. We're up to 18. If with Barrett and Rusev.
Okay,
we're up to 18.
I don't know if Barrett's going to be medically cleared.
Yeah.
Let's say 17.
Okay, 17.
Let's say 17.
We've got Adam Rose.
No, doesn't have to be in there. No. Alex Riley does not need to
well,
be in there.
Well, 2016 could be the year of Alex Riley.
Well, not till the summer.
If he wins.
Not till the summer.
No.
Right. The summer of Riley.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay, so these guys are all there. Bo Dallas?
Fuck no. Actually, what? I could see him being in there, but yeah. I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know.
Cesaro, no.
No. Well, there's one guy there.
We'll get to that.
Yeah.
David Otunga!
WWE superstar.
David Otunga.
Hey, Diego.
Diego.
Uh-huh. El Torito.
Torito.
Wasn't he in one before?
Yeah, he was. He got thrown out by Roman.
Uh-huh.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'll be in it.
Yeah. Fandango.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Slater, Goldust.
Nobody I've seen that I'm like, Goldust. I could see any one of these fucking people in there, but nobody that I'm like, oh yeah, that person's got to be in.
Yeah, I like how Jamie Noble's still on the roster, by the way.
Yeah,
and Joe's Joey Mercury.
Yeah, of course. JoJo's on the roster, dude.
Well, yeah, but she's at least there,
I suppose.
Kane will be in the Rumble.
Okay, so that's 18 now. 19.
18.
Yeah. There's one, yeah. Who hasn't
Miz.
Been? Miz will be in.
19.
So that's 19. Yeah.
Neville?
Neville will be in for sure.
That's 20.
That's 20.
I could see R-Truth in as a comedy gimmick.
Yeah, maybe, but I don't know for sure, though.
No, that's true.
Was Ryback in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sting, still on the roster.
Well, he technically is. He's a Hall of Famer on the roster. Yeah.
Oh, Tight Ass wasn't on the list. So he'll be on.
He'll be on. So that's 21.
21.
Tyler Breeze? Will he?
No.
No? Okay. Yeah. Zack Ryder?
Seriously, no.
Yeah. Okay, so let's say 21. So that gives you 9 spots. Now you have 5 people in the, or 4 people in the tag match, and then the other 2 tag team, or the other 2, championship matches, that would be 8 people. I can't picture all of them being in there.
No.
The loser of the last man standing should not be in.
No, exactly.
Because they got hurt too bad. In fact, exactly. I don't think either member of the last man standing, I actually don't think either one should be in. Unless you're doing a Sami Zayn.
I think Sami Zayn, but then you could have, yeah.
I think you could have Sami Zayn in there and doing really well and have Dean or have Owens come out if he won. And throw him out or cost him without actually being in the Rumble.
That's true.
Like a jealousy thing.
Yeah. That's true. Or you just debut Zayn and have him have a good showing and you pull the angle tomorrow.
You could do either one.
The next night on
Rumble. You could do either one.
So, okay. So, yeah. Sami Zayn is one. Now, there are some rumblings.
Yes.
That my boy,
mm-hmm.
D. Bryan.
Yes.
Could get a medical clearance. He's been medically... They medically cleared him at UCLA. The mm-hmm. medical team. That's not WWE at all. That's not Dr. Maroon. That has no bearing over his WWF status. But he can get medical clearance now through this UCLA testing.
Yes.
So...
It's significant testing. It's a very good. I mean, the doctors are respected and everything like that. It's still. I don't think it should be cleared. And I still think there's other tests that would probably show they shouldn't be. All that stuff.
Yeah.
But it could happen. Like we could see.
It's a 50-50 chance. I'd give it.
I think what we're gonna see is him cleared. I don't know if we'll see him before Mania or at the Rumble. But I think there's now. I'm starting to lean towards the odds are that he's gonna be back.
Yeah.
But we'll see. They really need him right now, but do they really don't want to take away from Reigns. Now, the one thing is, if you are debuting him, if you bring in Zayn and you bring in, say, AJ Styles.
The phenomenal AJ Styles, I think.
These are the people who might actually kind of split his popularity.
Yes.
Off into themselves.
Yes.
And... in that way, maybe Roman Reigns will be the least favorite of all of them, or maybe maybe he will. It'll be like you see sometimes, you see sometimes like you'll have 3 great players on a team, and none of them will win MVP because they split the votes, and somebody from another team who's not as deserving will get the the vote because they're the best player on their team.
Yeah.
It's that same type of theory, you know? Maybe.
It is. It is. I just look at... But I don't even think about splitting votes. I just don't think that Roman Reigns is going to be overly popular with this crowd as it is.
Where is this one?
Orlando.
No, probably not.
And so you're going to get a situation where Orlando, Sami Zayn and AJ Styles...
He's the Rock's cousin, and the Rock's from Orlando, right?
That's true. The Rock is from Orlando.
Yeah.
So... But then again, I mean, last year The Rock was out, and it was in Philadelphia, and The Rock's from Philadelphia,
That
didn't help.
That's true.
So, but, I mean, especially in Orlando, Sami Zayn and AJ Styles will be super over.
Yes.
And so it is going to take away from Roman. And especially, as I talked about last week, is that this was before they named Roman Reigns number one. And so they fucked that up. Because
I think they're making...
guaranteed that Roman Reigns is going to be in there when AJ Styles is in there,
yes.
when a Sami Zayn is in there,
yes.
when anyone else is in there.
Whoever they debut, if they debut anybody, then, I mean, I think from NXT the most likely are Zayn and Corbin.
Right.
I think Corbin would be a Rusev type thing where he would debut, but it's not his official debut.
Exactly.
Whereas Zayn would be, he would be...
He'd start.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that was the plan before.
Exactly. So,
and also, if you'll notice, they're not really... Like, he did say he wants to win the NXT title. But they're really not really setting him up to be the guy to face Finn Balor.
They are, actually. Mania weekend. Mania takeover.
Yeah, I think there's going to be an angle before. We still got some tapings. I'm getting from watching the TV...
Yeah, they're taping them right before the Rumble that weekend. They're taping them. So,
I'm getting up the feeling, the vibe, there'll be some way where he won't...
Could be.
It'll be somebody else. But there'll be some angle. But that, again, that's speculation. But yeah, I mean, like you say, it's... They have... If they had had Reigns come in at number 20 and those guys were already eliminated...
Yes.
He'd have a better chance to get a good reaction.
Exactly.
Right. But what they're thinking is we're going to build so much sympathy for him that nobody's going to be able to fucking boo him.
Yeah.
Without realizing this is the day and age where a crowd looks at something and go... Fuck you for trying to pull my heartstrings or trying to manipulate me so much. You don't get to do that. We know what the fuck is going on behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Now, and we're going to, you know, react the way we want to react.
Fans are looking directly at Vince McMahon and going, we know what we want better than you do.
That's true.
It's a complete 180 and Vince will not never accept it and we get what we get.
Yeah.
But I think, I mean, who else is there that... Who could come back? Who are some legends that could come in?
Well, that's it. I mean, we're...
Right?
Like, who's
not dead?
Yeah, or who's... Is there anybody who's due to return from injury besides Daniel Bryan as a possibility?
Well,
Cesaro's not. Orton, I don't believe, is.
Oh, well, of course, John Cena will be back.
Oh, well, there's that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, at number 30.
At number 30, yeah. No,
yeah.
Number 29. Because Hunter's got to be number 30.
That's true.
When he wins.
I don't think so.
But yeah.
But we'll go through that in a second.
Hunter's winning.
We'll go through it in a second. We'll do what you would do, and then we'll do what you're expecting. Then I'll do what I would do,
I'll give you both sides of the spectrum.
Okay. Yeah, but first off, like, who else? Is there anybody else who's hurt who can come back?
No.
No?
No.
Tyson Kidd?
No, probably not.
Probably never wrestle again, unfortunately.
How about Samoa Joe in the Royal Rumble?
I would do it. I don't think they'll do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it'd be great. Again, Orlando, another place. In fact, in some ways, I would do it ahead of AJ. I mean, I like the idea of AJ debuting. AJ's very first match in New Japan Pro Wrestling, he won their title. I love the idea of him debuting here and winning the title. But I mean, I think it's as good a chance that Samoa Joe debuts as AJ Styles.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe not quite as good a chance. Because I do know that AJ...
And you clear Daniel Bryan, and you have Daniel Bryan against AJ Styles for the title at Mania.
And fucking watch... and watch... If the funny thing is, if they did that, you're... And maybe we're overestimating, outside of this crowd, AJ's overall appeal, though I think he'll get over in a hurry.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think you could watch your network and subscriptions do very well if you did that. So that'll never happen.
No, they don't want that.
Yeah. But I think there's almost as good a chance of Samoa Joe being in as AJ, just because I don't... The problem with the AJ thing is the cat's out of the bag.
And, well...
But I don't know that they're ever going to bring Samoa. But at least AJ's going to eventually be on the main roster.
Yeah.
We don't know that Samoa Joe will ever be there.
Yeah, that's true. In fact, we figure he probably won't be.
Yeah.
How about the one guy that we haven't talked about, The Undertaker?
It's possible. It's possible. I wouldn't say it's impossible. I don't think it's going
to
happen.
I mean, Harvey Whippleman can then bring some guy in to attack him, and they can set up their Mania match. But I mean, it's we haven't talked about Undertaker.
Would there be any if Undertaker came in and won it, and the whole thing was on Raw? Was you know, I mean, is Brock Lesnar should be challenging for the title? Could you do it for the title?
Oh no, but we
Brock versus Taker.
No, because we have
no,
to get that.
Could
we
you?
Have to get that out of the way? Because there's something better for Brock and something better for Undertaker.
Bray Wyatt and
Humberto Del Rio. And Humberto Del Rio. But that's why they did it. That's why they rushed through this.
Yeah, I know.
All this shit. Could I do it for the title? No, because...
But I think...
No,
I mean,
because...
Would people
I don't
buy
think,
it? Would they want to see it?
Yeah. But I don't think that Taker should be losing at Mania. Well, you know what? If it was for with Brock, yes, go ahead. Go ahead. Go right ahead. Because then the story is that Brock's the only one that's beaten him at Mania.
Yeah.
And he just happened to do it twice.
Yeah, exactly.
That's fine. I'm great with that, actually.
And then they can hug at the end because there's a respect thing.
No,
fuck. Pass the torch.
Yeah, five. No, but I mean...
yeah.
It's
interesting.
You could.
I don't see why you would bring... I don't see why you'd bring Taker in... It would have to be to set up his angle, and I don't
see. The other thing is that
I think it's more likely. I'm pretty sure. I'm thinking it's going to be Taker versus fucking Sheamus at Mania.
Probably. They're so cocksucking gung ho on this Roman Reigns bullshit, though, that it's like if you're going to do that, you can't do Taker and Brock for the belt and Hunter and Roman underneath. I mean, you can. But then what do you do the day after? Because Brock's, while he's around for more, he's not your regular guy. Although, if his contract stays how it is, it's not the worst thing in the world to have Brock Lesnar as your champion. Because I mean,
I saw
a commercial during Raw where Brock's coming to Montreal.
Yeah.
On a house
show. Yeah.
Right? So
it's not such a bad idea, really.
He's got probably... I bet you Brock has... What would you say, 40 dates?
Probably not that,
his deal? So that's...
Probably like 6 pay-per-view, isn't it?
It's like one a week. No, it's basically once a week.
Yeah. But I mean, I think there's like 6 pay-per-view and then some house shows, right?
It's house shows,
How many pay-per-views has he been on this year? There's like quite a few.
In the last year, he was on... he was on Mania. He got his rematch.
Well, just going, let's go... Yeah, you're right, Mania.
Well, he's at Rumble. Let's go deal the deal. He's
deal
Mania.
Meal.
He had the rematch thing at that, whatever the fuck that was called, pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Then he was the Summerfest.
Yeah.
Then the Night of the Champions, was it on? Was he on Night of Champions, or was it the Heck in the Sack? It was the third match.
It was the Heck in the Sack, was it?
Yeah, so that's 3. So now he's going to be in the Royal Rumble. So that's the
5.
5. Was he at, he wasn't at Survivor Series.
No.
So he's been at 5.
He's been at 5.
So
he's probably going to hit one more.
He'll be at least 1, maybe
he's
2.
I think he's doing like 6 a year. If he's doing like 6 a year and he's doing, you know, like another 30 or so house dates, 30, 35, whatever.
Well, not necessarily house dates, like TV and house shows.
Yeah, probably. But still, it's enough that,
you can have a champion.
And they had him with less before, and it was actually, it worked just fine.
Yeah,
it worked just fine.
It didn't help, it didn't hurt.
I think it helped a lot.
I don't think it did.
I think it did.
I don't think it did either way.
Okay.
I don't think it did anything.
But I think it did, because I think it made the belt seem more special, because you didn't see it all the time.
Yeah.
It's like seeing, you know, him all the time. But, all right, so, again, let's do it then. I don't know who else they're going to bring in. I don't know what other surprises there can be. You have to think there's one legend that they're going to bring back. Maybe two.
Who, though?
I don't know. There's always somebody. There's always a fucking Godfather or
DDP.
DDP. They did that last year.
That was last year. Right? DDP and Bubba Ray.
Yeah, but there's always. I'm trying to think of who it might be. Like, you're in fucking Orlando. Everybody lives there.
Yeah.
There. I mean,
Christian.
Maybe. Possible. I don't think it's 100% impossible that you would have. Yeah. It's possible.
But if that's your returning legend, is Christian, you're fucked.
Well, it's better than fucking Goldust and fucking DDP and fucking...
I don't think it's better than DDP.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Christian is not better than DDP.
Oh, yeah.
In terms of a legend, no.
Oh, yeah.
No, DDP is
within the WWE.
Better.
Within the DDP WWE universe?
No, not anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Not in their story.
Oh, yeah.
No, not the way they tell their story.
Sure.
They've never highlighted Christian outside of a tag team. They highlight DDP as one of WCW's... WCW, one of their homegrown stars.
Agree to disagree. The point being, it's better than The Godfather. Like, he'd be fine.
I don't know that many people are better than The Godfather. You know? It's better than The Boogeyman.
Yeah, it's better than The Boogeyman.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Okay. So you're willing to concede that Christian is better than The Boogeyman.
Yes, I am. It's better than Cole.
I feel like I'm winning this argument.
And better than Cole and
JBL.
JBL, yeah.
What about Lawler?
No, fuck no.
Yeah. Nope. When was the last time you saw Jerry Lawler, though? He hasn't been around anymore.
Oh, I don't know. He had a heart attack, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, it won't happen.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I don't know.
Montreal screwed you.
Yeah.
So,
okay. You book it and tell me how they're going to book it.
Okay. They're going to book it. I'll start with how they're going to book it. They're going to book it with Roman Reigns going through number one. Roman Reigns going through right to the end. And eliminating... guy, and then all of a sudden Vince going, "Oh, Roman, that was the one you threw out. You threw out everyone. You threw out 28 men." So then they have to, then there's "Here's Hunter," and then
yeah.
Fucking blah 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 bullshit Hunter wins belt. Mm-hmm. I cancel my subscription.
I think it's more likely. I think you're probably on the right line, right end. I think it probably is. Reigns goes all the way through, eliminates Bray Wyatt last, and that's it. He's gone through 29 other men, and then it's Vince or Stephanie coming out saying, "Did we say it was a 30 man Royal Rumble? We're sorry. We meant this year is a 31 man," and then. And then fucking Bray and the entire Wyatt family gets in there and beats the fuck out of him.
Yeah.
And then he comes down, throws him out, and gets the belt.
Yeah.
I think that's probably more likely how they're going to
Who's your final four?
Bray, Brock, and...
Roman.
Roman.
And?
Sheamus.
Think so?
Yeah.
I'm with you on three of those four. As to who is that who they pick? Is that what you're saying?
I think that's who they would go with.
Okay,
yeah.
So
not
I think
mine.
I think they'll go with the three of the four that they'll go with.
Yeah.
Is that? I think Roman. I think Brock.
Yeah.
I think Bray. And then who's the four?
Like I said, I think they'll go with Sheamus.
It's gotta be Kane.
I hope it's not Kane.
Kane's one of the greatest superstars in Royal Rumble history.
What are you talking about?
Don't you know? Don't you know? He threw a whatever.
42
he threw
man.
A, yeah.
No, I think.
And the honky tonk man.
I'm going to say this.
Really?
It is not beyond the realm of possibility that Brock's main opponent is fucking Kane.
Yeah. No, I know. And I don't know that... I think I may have said it before, but I've never meant it as strongly as I mean it right now when
that's
I say...
It.
When I say...
That's when you'll cancel your subscription.
Thank God we went last year to WrestleMania.
No shit.
This WrestleMania, like, I'm sure it's going to come, and I'm sure it's going to be, oh, that was, you know, what a great event, and blah, blah, blah. This is shaping up to look like horse shit. Like, seriously. You have Hunter defending the World Wrestling Federation Championship in the main event.
Yeah.
You have, like, Bray Wyatt is your big Brock Lesnar opponent. We're talking about the other line of jobbers you can have. That'll fight The Undertaker.
Yeah.
I mean, the best guy you could have fight The Undertaker would be Kevin Owens.
Maybe.
On the heel side. It's just... And then what do you do? And then you have another 6 hours of wrestling you have to fill. With a fucking battle royal and what else?
Yeah, it's,
like,
it's
what
not very...
else?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I know.
There's nothing.
I know.
Like, I could probably throw a good card together, but they're not going to. I mean, you have Austin.
I think it'll probably be the opposite in that day the card will be good, and that event they'll put on a good show because it's WrestleMania and they do.
Yeah.
But the build is just going to continue to suck.
Oh, yeah. And you're going to have Austin and Rock. Like you said, we're going to come out of it probably saying, yeah, it was a good show.
Yeah.
But, you know, there were some moments. Yeah, because the moments are going to be fucking like, there'll be Austin and The Rock.
Yeah.
And then, you know, whatever else happens. Because the biggest thing that can come out of it is that, you know, Lex Luger stands up against Yokozuna and stands tall.
So what would you say, Will, what would you book? You know,
what would I book?
What you think they will do. And I'm not 100% sure that Reigns is going to, or Triple H, because I think it's 50-50 that matches for the championship. Because I don't think it needs to be for the championship to have a lot of heat and to be the co-main event.
No,
that is the latest word, is it's up in, it's 50-50.
Yes.
As to whether or not that'll be for the belt.
But we are anointing the guy. It's going to be for the belt.
I don't know.
There's going to be the largest crowd in WrestleMania history, papered or not, there.
I don't know. Especially if it's Reigns and The Rock in his corner versus Triple H and
Steve Austin in his corner.
No.
The two-man power trip?
And the McMahon family, it doesn't need for you for the belt, and I think they know that.
No, you... What? You think they know that? Well, you think they know fuck anything?
I think they know you.
They know shit.
I think they know shit. I think they know shit. I think they know shit. I think they know
You
shit.
Think they know me? They don't.
They don't know
you
shit?
You think they know shit? They
don't. I don't know. They've hung out with a lot of shit.
Yeah, they have. And this... Fucking coming!
Yeah, I spent a lot of time with shit back in WCW.
They don't know fuck all, and they're looking at it like it's going to be the guy, and it's going to be for the belt, so they can launch their guy down our throats, and it's going to be Hunter and his ego and his tiny penis taking over, so he's the champion going in, and Roman has to overtake him. I fucking see them putting Hunter over Brock at the fast lane to build him to roll.
Awesome.
I can see that.
I would like to see Hunter and his penis versus Joey Ryan and his penis in a test of strength.
In a test of strength? That's not really fair, though. Like, when was the last time you saw, like, a match with, say, like, you know, like, Whipper Billy Watson against Skylo Lowe?
Yeah. Skylar Lowe against Andre the Giant, really.
Yeah. And, you know, John Cena against Hornswoggle.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's just...
Yeah. Kalisto versus Alberto Del Rio.
Yes. That's right.
Yeah.
Addy against most people.
What? All right, so let's fucking move on to the only other news that I give a shit about this week.
So we didn't book it yet.
Oh.
What would I do?
Oh, yeah, you book it.
What would I do?
I'm sick of talking about the fucking Royal Rumble.
Oh, I would...
Motherfucking need him?
Yeah.
The motherfucking want him.
I don't give a shit about Roman Reigns, so Roman and Hunter, fine, don't do it for the belt. I would do Brock and Taker. Again, final time, I would make Undertaker put his career on the line, and I would have him lose.
Sure.
So those are my top two matches. And then for the World Wrestling Federation Championship, I agree. I have the phenomenal AJ Styles come out of nowhere and win the belt.
Yeah.
And that's your launching point. And he can have, you know, again, Daniel Bryan gets cleared. There's your match.
That match is, you know, yeah.
Kevin Owens is still around. There's your match. Sami Zayn was
the thing we got to keep in mind is... Nakamura and Anderson and Gallows, they're not going to be there yet. But they will be there probably by Mania. But I think they'll probably debut the night after Mania, is my guess.
I think so. I think that... I think
AJ debuts first.
Yeah.
So,
Totally separate. Because, yeah, it's a totally separate.
I could see them probably going more, if I was to guess. I think they're probably thinking more Dean Ambrose versus AJ, you know?
Sure.
Or Adrian Neville versus AJ. I think that's more what they would pick. But I think you're right. I think, and it doesn't even have to be a heel versus face. It's just that this guy, AJ guy, is fucking amazing, and Daniel Bryan is great, and let's have that match. That's the whole promotion.
That's all you gotta do, yeah.
Yeah. That's all you. That's actually what people are looking for now.
That's what I.
People. That's what these should be promoting. Forget the storylines more. Promote the matches.
I would.
You have the great talent to run great matches. And don't overexpose.
If not AJ, I would have someone come out of nowhere and win the belt. If it's Samoa Joe, if it's AJ, if it's Kevin Owens, if it's Sami Zayn, if it's Dean Ambrose, whatever. It's the new guy.
We've never seen a guy who debuts win the Rumble. And it's one of the few storylines with the Rumble we haven't seen.
Yeah.
After all these years.
Yeah. And you're getting few and far between with guys they can do it with.
Yeah.
And AJ Styles is that guy.
Yeah.
Right. So
I agree. All right. Okay. Let's there you go.
Yes. We
sad news.
We're coming to you from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. And a few days ago, Canada became less great.
Yes. Because we lost
Canada's greatest athlete.
Yeah.
Iron Mike Sharp. You know, I haven't told the man they call B yet.
Oh, shit, really?
He is going to be devastated.
Oh, I
did
bet.
Iron Mike Sharp.
So can you do it on the air at the Rumble?
Oh, maybe.
You're really loving this idea. I'm already fucking laughing.
He made
the idea of actually of really devastating the man they called me.
He may cry.
You have to do it.
But man, Iron Mike Sharp, like from the time that I started going to WWF events, Iron Mike Sharp was on the card.
Yeah.
Like I was going in Ontario, Canada.
He was from Windsor or something like that originally, right? Or
London.
Okay.
And he was from Hamilton.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, he was on every card. He was a jobber, right? But he's on every card.
Yeah. And entertaining the fuck out of
you. Oh. When he just grumbled and growled the whole match. He whipped him to the ropes and go... Until he come back,
never shut up. Back then,
yeah, it was so awesome. It was so different, and it was so entertaining and stand out. And like I remember watching an episode of Primetime Wrestling.
Yeah,
and like he won a match, and we were so happy.
Yeah,
well, he fucking won. What?
The thing about him was he was the main event jobber. Like there was a few guys like that. And what I mean is, he was the jobber who lost in the main event.
Yeah.
So he got a little more offense than the average jobber, but he always lost still.
Well, you had
but
you...
a little more to be kept a little legitimate. And because he was legitimately like 6'5 and 270 pounds,
yeah.
He felt like he could any time actually win. And they talked about it like that. He's on a losing streak, but he could, you know,
yeah.
This could be because of the size, and because he was always put in that position.
And he had the loaded glove.
And he had, yeah, and he would come a little closer than the other jobbers.
Yeah.
So that was part of it. But, I mean, even for me, like, when I'm a kid and I'm watching, you always know it's not really real, but you're able to really easily, especially back then, lose yourself in the fantasy that it was. But even then, even as a heel, he was somebody I just could never hate because he did entertain me so much because he never shut up.
Yes.
With that stuff. Like, right from the time that he's announced to the crowd, he goes, ah, and he'll lift us up his arms. And then he'll show people in the crowd signs saying, calling him a wimp and stuff like that.
I'm not a wimp.
Wimp champs. And he's always talking. Like, it's just hilarious. And I don't know. So he was, I think he might be my all-time favorite jobber.
Oh, yeah, definitely
like usually you think of the jobbers, like you talk about the best jobbers, and they're the guys who usually you think to yourself, they make the other guy look good, and they're okay with making the other guy look good. There's some of those guys are the opening match jobber, might be the best wrestler in the card, especially back in the day, because they made a guy who like the Warlord,
like Rich Swann.
Make a guy look much better than he really is. Iron Mike Sharp couldn't really make you look better than he was, but when I say favorite jobber, it's not, I'm not saying he was the best, but he was probably my favorite because he entertained me, and because he didn't, he was a jobber who didn't feel like a jobber. He is a jobber with personality.
No, he was the best.
Yeah.
He was the best jobber. Yeah. I think we talked about our favorite jobbers.
Maybe.
A few years ago. And that was, Iron Mike Sharp led off the list. I know he did. I don't fully remember the cut, but
yeah,
he would have.
He would have. He would have had to.
The first thing that happened when I got an Xbox where you could hook it up to the internet.
Yes.
Was that, B and I went on to YouTube and just watched Iron Mike Sharp matches all day.
Yeah.
Literally. We did that for an entire day. We just typed in Iron Mike Sharp and, 8 hours later, we went and ate.
Yeah.
And just the interviews when he talked about, I got my muscles from chopping down trees. I don't take anabolic steroids.
I'm going to play one of his. I know it doesn't always play very well on the thing, so I'll turn it up and hopefully it'll come across okay. But I have it here. I was listening to some of his promos and whatever and looking for them. Unfortunately, there's not as many as to find as you'd like. There's one that's
him on
Piper's Pit, and it's pretty great, but it's all visual to him being asked by Piper to show how strong he is by smashing a board and him acting like he's going to do it, and then I don't need to do that to show it, but it's all visual, right? But what were you going to say there?
Well, it's going to say, he had the other ones where, guys get blown up when they're in the ring with me. And,
yes.
You know, things like that. But who's that? Is it, you're going to put the volume on there.
Well, yeah, that's, I know. How, I was letting you talk.
That's how we hear stuff.
I was letting you fucking talk.
Well, I will digress to the greatest right now.
Okay. Put on that. Let me see the levels here. Let me make sure we can.
Billy Red Lions.
We can hear it. And
Iron.
Iron Mike Sharp. I'm just going to play this because I think this is just a great promo.
This is. All right. Federation, we'll be going into the ring momentarily, but before we do, I'd like to thank all our fans across Canada for all the mail that we've been receiving from you from St. John's, Newfoundland to Vancouver, BC. We certainly enjoy hearing from you. And if there are any others out there who would like to make any comments pertaining to Maple Leaf Wrestling or any of the stars of the World Wrestling Federation, you can do so by writing to Maple Leaf Wrestling, Maple Leaf Gardens, Toronto, Canada, M5B1L1. And now, let me bring in one of the stars of the World Wrestling Federation. He hails from Canada.
It's about time, you know.
I am
the important stuff. The important stuff. The people want to see me. I'm a Canadian, you know. I'm from Canada.
I know.
That's right. Are you from Canada? Where are you from? It doesn't matter anyway. The interview was talking about me. I'm the Iron Man.
Tremendous, tremendous stuff. I love that. I love that. Yeah, and like you say, his dad and his uncle, they were. The Sharp brothers were in, Japan and all across the world. They were, legitimately one of the great... before the legend became, hey, the tag team wrestling started with the World Warriors.
Yes.
These guys like this were legitimately huge draws and massive stars and great wrestlers all across the world, and having these, you know, they were legendary figures.
And when you look at it, the reason that they're legendary figures is because, I mean, in over here, when you were getting, you know, the Von Erichs.
Yeah.
And Baron Von, you know, and all these foreign evil Germans and evil Japanese.
Yeah.
You know, the Sharp brothers go over as Canadians, but playing Americans.
And
are the evil Americans
to
Japanese wrestling that really built up Japanese wrestling in the, you know, post-World War II.
And Mike Sharp Sr. and what was the...
Ben?
Ben? Not Larry, right? Was it Larry Sharp?
No, Larry Sharp had the Monster Factory.
That's right, yeah. So it must have been Ben. I think it might have been Ben. Unfortunately, I can't remember. But yeah, I mean...
Addie Sharp.
Yeah. Addie Sharp Elbows.
Yeah. I think it was B.
B? B Sharp?
B Sharp.
The man they call B Sharp.
The man they call B Sharp.
Yeah, Ben.
There you go.
Yeah. Ben. But yeah, I mean, he was a guy.
Kylo?
Like I said, he was.
Kylo Sharp?
He was a legitimately huge guy, legitimately strong guy, amateur boxing grad background. As a wrestler, he was held back by, in the ring, by Slow Feet, I think is the best way to put it. He was a little awkward, a little clumsy that way, kind of. And I'm sure that would have held him back in the boxing too, but, you know, he wanted to become a wrestler. But he's just a great personality, great, like, promos like that. And the thing about him was, he was looked at as like, okay, he's a big guy, but he doesn't have the charisma to be that major star. And that's what's funny, is like, yeah, he didn't, you know, because he had to compete with fucking Hulk Hogan and Randy Savage and Junkyard Dog and Roddy Piper. And yet, when you look at him now, and that promo, and the amount of charisma he shows there, or on that Tuesday Night Titans episode on the network, the amount of charisma he shows there is so much, and the character, and the persona, and the talking ability is so much better than what we see with these guys now.
Yes.
It's so much more entertaining.
Yes.
But that's amazing that this guy didn't have that, and now I think he would have been...
He is what Ryback should be.
Yeah.
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 It is Ben.
Okay. I told you B.
But I mean, then we went on the WWE Network and we watched, like, when you look at it, like, he had matches with Bob Backlund, when he was managed by Lou Albano. He had a small run with Bob Backlund for the WWF title, right? And I mean, then you fast forward all the way to, like, we're watching matches with him against Doink the Clown.
Yeah.
Him against Man Mountain Rock. Like, so him against, you know, Duke the Dumpster Ghost. These are like 1994.
Yeah, so like 15, imagine. Almost, no, yeah, 10, not 15, quite.
You're not quite, but...
Yeah. But probably like yeah,
12 11, years.
11, 11, 12 years later, he's still there doing it.
Yeah.
And, you know, like you said, and he had a match on Raw then with goddamn Bob Backlund, which is the funny thing.
Yeah.
And I'm actually going to play this. This is a match, and I'm going to play this even though this isn't... Larry Sharp here, but I do have to because I
Larry Sharp?
Larry Sharp, sorry. I don't know why the fuck that's in my head now. But
The Monster Factory?
The Monster Factory. But I'm going to play you another one here. And this isn't a promo. This is a match. And unfortunately, you can't really hear him doing the grumbling the way you want to. But I just stumbled upon this when looking for some Mike Sharp. And it's Iron Mike Sharp versus the British Bulldog. And actually, what I just want you to listen to is, it's just pretty early on here. It's just the commentary from Vince.
Good, Vince.
There's some there's something here that made me laugh so hard that I almost lost an eyeball.
Oh, an eyeball. Okay.
Yeah, no, I really laughed pretty hard. Now, first off, we had to skip past the advertising.
Oh, there's an advertising.
It is,
visit WeTalkWrestling.com.
Yeah.
Facebook.com/WeTalkWrestling. Yeah. At WeTalkWrestling on Twitter.
Geek Nation Tours.
Ooh.
Alright, here. Ooh, that's awful audio, isn't it? That's just Bulldog entering here. So that doesn't matter.
Who's he entering?
Well, Sonny. According to Sonny, are we going to talk about Sonny getting a $100,000 offer from Vivid to do porno and say, turning it down?
No.
My offer, Sonny.
On his way back home. On his way back home.
You gotta want it.
So I gotta mention that he's saying all that while the British Bulldog is wrestling a match in the ring.
Yes. Oh. You know what would have been the icing on the cake?
Oh, that's fucking awesome.
If Bulldog came down wearing an Ico Pro t-shirt. That would have made the whole thing.
No pumped up steroid freaks here.
Oh, you will not find any pumped up steroid freaks.
Nothing to do with IcoPro. All right, so I had to play that.
Oh my god.
Just too fucking funny.
That is hilarious.
Yes. No, Vince McMahon, when I looked at him on a couple weeks ago as a referee,
yeah.
I do not think pumped up steroid freak.
No, you think of IcoPro.
Yes, he's still using it. Proof positive.
Well,
it fucking works.
He had to want it.
So anything else about the greatness of Larry Sharp you want to say?
What? Mike Sharp?
What'd I say?
Larry.
Iron Larry Sharp.
No! Iron Larry. Mike Sharp, though, truly was one of the it's sad because, I mean, it's
and you know what? His last years were apparently quite sad. I guess he was in a wheelchair. He lost a leg. I didn't realize that stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. That's really, yeah.
Well, I was training with the axe.
Oh, fuck.
So, but no, he was definitely... He is a character from a bygone era that we will never see again. And it's just too damn bad.
I miss it. I miss that for sure.
Yeah.
All right, I think that should be the end of the show. Let's go OUT on this motherfucker.
All right.
And, I don't know, anything else you want to say? Like,
no, we'll be back. We'll be back post-Royal Rumble, so we can talk about Triple H being the World Wrestling Federation champion.
And there may be other people with us also really pissed off. We'll see.
Well, there will be. I understand a man they call B is coming over.
Yeah.
Jeffy of Chavo Guerrero fame will be coming over.
Yeah.
I've invited the guy that throws his pop down when John Cena wins.
Yeah.
And some other jobbers are coming.
Some other jobbers are coming. Oh, and don't forget, Samoa Joe will be there. Because he's going to give us his opinions, not on Vince Russo, but on Triple H.
On Triple H.
He actually phoned me, left a message on my phone, giving his opinion of Triple H winning the Rumble and how he's booking himself in WWF and WWE. And let me just play it here.
Fuck! Hunter!
Oh, I hadn't even pressed play yet. It was weird because you didn't hear the click part.
Sorry. Do it again.
Click!
Fuck! Hunter!
Eh?
Yeah, that's good.
That's good. Motorola flip phone.
Oh, yeah, one of those are the new inventions.
Yeah. All right,
so that is going to do it until the Royal Rumble here. So, are you looking forward to the Royal Rumble?
I wish it wasn't going against Brady versus Manning. I mean, yes, I've seen it more than I've seen Orton versus Cena, but that's the last time. Those guys are legends. So I wish it wasn't going head-to-head with that, and I think that's going to hurt it a lot, because that's probably going to do 50 million viewers. I know it's on demand, but still, it's going to do 50 million viewers that match. So I wish it wasn't. As far as the actual Royal Rumble, the good thing is, I think I know where they're going. I don't know 100% where they're going. I think the card's going to be good. The build hasn't been good. The actual Rumble itself, I'm hoping, will be good. Last year's Royal Rumble had that one great match, but as an overall event, sucked balls.
Yeah.
So, we'll see.
Yeah. So, you don't know if you're... So, you're not looking forward to
it. I'd say my anticipation level's, let's say, a 6.5 out of 10.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to the Rumble. I see the card, and I think it's going to be a good to great, solid undercard. And the Rumble match again. When you throw it in for the title, I'm not excited about Roman being in the whole fucking thing. That drags it
like
down
that.
For me. But you know, again, the surprise element is generally good for some interest. And you know, again, guys like AJ and Sami Zayn, like, are they coming in, right? So,
by the way, wasn't Good to Great, wasn't that one of the tag teams that Sharp Brothers faced?
No, they wrestled in Japan.
Oh.
Good to Great. Who you're thinking of? I believe it was Good to Great Kamamoto. Was the fellow's name.
And they wrestled him.
Handicap matches.
They were heels.
Yeah.
All right, what... And you already said
the plugs,
right?
That as evil Americans, they used the power bomb as their finisher. So, yeah, we already did the plugs. So, that was a nuclear bomb joke. Let's see. That's what I did there. Because the nuclear bomb back in World War II. You get a history lesson here.
Too soon.
Hmm? There you go. So, I believe that's going to do it there.
I think Hirohashi and Shima.
Shima.
Morimoto. Hiro and Shima. That was another team that took them on.
I understand that New Japan Pro Wrestling, they have Jim Ross.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
They also have Kelly Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She's going in as the name Perho.
Her finishing move is the hoo-ha.
The hoo-ha.
Mm-hmm.
Bangalata.
All right, let's get the fuck out of here.
Oh, okay. Yes, so that's going to do it. In the meantime and in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.
Off air? Sharp's still with us.